高三英语高考练习十四。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Say, what time is it? Is it really only 7:30? My watch says 8 sharp.
You forgot to set your watch back.
Question, what time is it now?
2. Excuse me, I am looking for the textbook by Professor Smith for the psychology course.
I'm afraid it's out of stock. You'll have to order it.
Question, where did this conversation most probably take place? 3. I'm going on holiday, and I need some foreign currency.
Cash or traveler's checks?
Question, what is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
4. Don't worry, we'll restart the computer. You saved the document, didn't you?
Actually, I don't think I did. Could you do it for me?
Question,What will probably happen next?
5. How did you like the movie last night?
Considering its interesting name, we were expecting a much better film.
Question, what is the woman's opinion of the film?6. Just imagine, we have to finish 280 pages before Monday. How can the professor expect us to do it in such a short time?
Yeah, what really troubles us is that we can't find the book in the library.
Question, what does the woman mean?
7.Good afternoon. I'm calling to inquire about the 4-bedroom house you advertised in the newspaper.
I'm sorry, but it's already sold.
Question, what do you know about the house? Eight, you look fit. You must be a sports fan, aren't you?
Well...I often spend some time jogging with my son in the morning and occasionally play a football game with my friends, but my favorite is still swimming, though.
Question, what sport does the man like best?
9. Would you mind if I smoked?
Actually, I would. This is a new car, and I don't want it to smell like tobacco.
Question, what does the woman suggest the man do?
10. Excuse me, but could you tell me how to get to the student union?
Well, do you know where Elm Street is?
Question,What does the man imply? Section B, Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the longer conversation. The passages and the longer conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
We have been talking about plant identification, and we've covered different features that help you identify a plant, such as the shape and structure of leaves. Another important feature that you need to learn in plant identification is the structure of the fruit. Let me define for you what a fruit is. Now, we usually think of apples or peaches or sweet things when we think of fruits. But a fruit is any fertilized flower ovary that contains the reproductive structure of the plant. So, according to this definition, a nut is a fruit, corn is a fruit, a pea pod is a fruit. Most plant structures that contain seeds are fruits. To help you identify plants, you need to be familiar with the three main types of fruit structures: simple fruits, aggregate fruits, and multiple fruits. A simple fruit, such as an apple or tomato or peach, develops from one single flower ovary. Take an apple blossom, for example. That is one single flower with one ovary that becomes one fruit. An aggregate fruit is one that also comes from one flower, but the flower has several ovaries. Most types of berries are aggregate fruits. Finally, a multiple fruit is one where there are many complete little flowers that are grouped so close together that the fertilized ovaries all make up one unit. A sunflower is a good example of this, and so is corn.
Now listen again, please.
We have been talking about plant identification, and we've covered different features that help you identify a plant, such as the shape and structure of leaves. Another important feature that you need to learn in plant identification is the structure of the fruit. Let me define for you what a fruit is. Now, we usually think of apples or peaches or sweet things when we think of fruits. But a fruit is any fertilized flower ovary that contains the reproductive structure of the plant. So, according to this definition, a nut is a fruit, corn is a fruit, a pea pod is a fruit. Most plant structures that contain seeds are fruits. To help you identify plants, you need to be familiar with the three main types of fruit structures: simple fruits, aggregate fruits, and multiple fruits. A simple fruit, such as an apple or tomato or peach, develops from one single flower ovary. Take an apple blossom, for example. That is one single flower with one ovary that becomes one fruit. An aggregate fruit is one that also comes from one flower, but the flower has several ovaries. Most types of berries are aggregate fruits. Finally, a multiple fruit is one where there are many complete little flowers that are grouped so close together that the fertilized ovaries all make up one unit. A sunflower is a good example of this, and so is corn.
Questions 11. What is not covered in the lecture?
Why should we know about different fruit structures?
Which of the following would produce a simple fruit?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Over 450 people came to Badich High School's old school reunion. There were tours of the old school building and a picnic in front of the library. Several former teachers would tell stories about the old days. Miss Mabel Yates, the English teacher for 50 years, was wheeled to the grand hall. When Miss Yates was about to speak, many started coming up with excuses to leave because that old woman had few kind words for her students and made them work harder than all the other teachers combined. Then Miss Yates started to speak. "I can't tell you how pleased I am to be here. I haven't seen you since your graduation, but I have followed your careers and enjoyed your victories as well as crying for your tragedies. I have a large collection of newspaper photographs of my students. Although I haven't appeared in person, I have attended your college graduations, weddings, and even the birth of your children in my imagination. It was my belief that if I pushed you as hard as I could, some of you would succeed in pleasing me, and others would succeed in annoying me. There is no greater comfort for an educator to see the end result of his or her years of work. You have all been a great source of pleasure and pride for me, and I want you to know I love you all from the bottom of my heart." There was a silence over the crowd for a few seconds, and then someone started clapping. The clapping turned into cheering, then into a deafening roar.
Now listen again, please.
Over 450 people came to Bodditch High School's old school reunion. There were tours of the old school building and a picnic in front of the library. Several former teachers would tell stories about the old days. Miss Mabel Yates, the English teacher for 50 years, was wheeled to the grand hall. When Miss Yates was about to speak, many started coming up with excuses to leave because that old woman had few kind words for her students and made them work harder than all the other teachers combined. Then Miss Yates started to speak. "I can't tell you how pleased I am to be here. I haven't seen you since your graduation, but I have followed your careers and enjoyed your victories as well as crying for your tragedies. I have a large collection of newspaper photographs of my students. Although I haven't appeared in person, I have attended your college graduations, weddings, and even the birth of your children in my imagination. It was my belief that if I pushed you as hard as I could, some of you would succeed in pleasing me, and others would succeed in annoying me. There is no greater comfort for an educator to see the end result of his or her years of work. You have all been a great source of pleasure and pride for me, and I want you to know I love you all from the bottom of my heart." There was a silence over the crowd for a few seconds, and then someone started clapping. The clapping turned into cheering, then into a deafening roar.
Questions 14. What activity was organized for the school reunion?
What can be learned from Ms. Yates' speech?
16. Which of the following can best describe Ms. Yates? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Good morning, this is TGC.
Good morning, Walter Berry here, calling from London. Could I speak to Mr. Grand, please?
Who's calling, please?
Walter Berry from London.
What is it about, please?
Well, I understand that your company has a chemical processing plant. My own company, LCP, Liquid Control Products, is a leader in safety from leaks in the field of chemical processing. I'd like to speak to Mr. Grand to discuss ways in which we could help TGC to protect itself from such problems and save money at the same time.
Yes, I see. Well, Mr. Grand is not available just now.
Can you tell me when I could reach him?
He's very busy for the next few days. Then he'll be away in New York, so it's difficult to give you a time.
Could I speak to someone else, perhaps?
Who in particular?
A colleague, for example?
You're speaking to his personal assistant. I can deal with calls for Mr. Grant.
Yes, well, could I ring him tomorrow?
No, I'm sorry. He won't be free tomorrow. Listen, let me suggest something. You send us details of your products and services, together with references from other companies, and then we'll contact you.
Yes, that's very kind of you. I have your address.
Very good, Mr.
Barry. Walter Barry from LCP in London.
Right, Mr. Barry. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, please.
Bye.
Now listen again, please.
Good morning. This is TGC.
Good morning. Walter Barry here, calling from London. Could I speak to Mr. Grand, please?
Who's calling, please?
Walter Barry from London.
What is it about, please?
Well, I understand that your company has a chemical processing plant. My own company, LCP, Liquid Control Products, is a leader in safety from leaks in the field of chemical processing. I'd like to speak to Mr. Grand to discuss ways in which we could help TGC to protect itself from such problems and save money at the same time.
Yes, I see. Well, Mr. Grand is not available just now.
Can you tell me when I could reach him?
He's very busy for the next few days. Then he'll be away in New York, so it's difficult to give you a time.
Could I speak to someone else, perhaps?
Who in particular?
A colleague, for example.
You're speaking to his personal assistant. I can deal with calls for Mr. Grant.
Yes, well, could I ring him tomorrow?
No, I'm sorry. He won't be free tomorrow. Listen, let me suggest something. You send us details of your products and services, together with references from other companies, and then we'll contact you.
Yes, that's very kind of you. I have your address.
Very good, Mr.
Barry. Walter Barry from LCP in London.
Right, Mr. Barry. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, please.
Bye.
Questions. 17. What do we learn about the woman's company?
What do we learn about the man?
19. What is the woman's position in her company?
20. What does the woman suggest the man do?